As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun's rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown, indeed and in fact. Got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. There's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Friday, November the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts, I think. I'll go check in the mirror. We've got good news. Well, we've got news. Hard facts, certainly that. Hard workable solutions. Maybe you can figure out the solutions. I don't know. I'm wondering whether I have any or not. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you're most certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone calls throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Wow. 457 emails trying to work my way through them right now. Anyway, you can do it too. Go ahead, bury me for the weekend. BVL host at CenturyTel.net. BVL host, like Become Vocal Local host at CenturyTel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Of course, your love offerings are always welcome. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. I'll carry the broadcast this morning. Thank you for doing so. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Precious metals range-bound and weaker as steep declines rock the equity markets. We'll talk about that briefly in the market segment. Feudalism, law of nations, trilaterals, Smith Institute, budgeting. Yeah, that's all on the browser today. Have to run a couple of windows. You'll hold it all. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pound gold trading off $16.20 below the $1,700 mark by a long ways at $16.7860. Again, that's $16.7860. Silver this morning off 76 cents at $31.11. Platinum off $8. At $1,529, and palladium off $5 at $571. You get the idea, red ink? Yeah, all the way across the board this morning. Anyway, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,671.10 for a low, $1,693.90 for a high. Yet at $16.7860, your gold is still up $303.30 for a 22.06 return on your investment. Now, London Gold Fix this morning, the AM price fixers, set the price at $1,676, and gold has been above and below that all morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight, and they claim to be holding 1,297.32 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at these spot prices at $70.1 billion. So they're in there and in their high. They're buying back into the ETFs. Of course, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all closed yesterday. Crude oil this morning up $1.13 at $95.04, and the U.S. dollar index up 45 at $79.50. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, November the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Again, the call-in numbers are 512-904-8014 if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area, or you can call into the toll-free line, 866-841-1065. Over the weekend, you can come back and visit the archives at OracleBroadcasting.com. Lots of great broadcasts and programs for you there. If that doesn't float your boat, you can also send an email to our show, show.archives@gmail.com, show.archives@gmail.com. Got three DVD set there, audio in jewel cases, 650 broadcasts of BVL for your listening pleasure for a $15 donation, which includes shipping. Again, that's show.archives@gmail.com. And, of course, then you can go up and visit with Defend Rural America or Silent No More Publications and get a copy of The Battle to Defend Rural America, the Siskiyou County story, that produced by Kirk F. McKenzie. Anyway, back into the study for this morning. The market reports, once again, not looking too good. Lots of red ink all the way across the board. Gold off $16.20 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but an hour ago in New York at $1,678.60. Silver down 76 cents at $31.11. Platinum off $8 at $15.29. And palladium off $5 at $571. Foreign exchange rates this morning, not looking too good. Everything in the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement in the red. The Canadian loonie off 49 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 95 cents. Of course, crude oil at 95.04 doesn't help. That's off $1.13. The U.S. dollar index off 45 basis points at 79.50. Impacts the foreign exchange rates strongly. where we find this morning the Mexican peso, little Speedy Gonzalez, hanging onto the corner of the taco for dear life. It's 0.701. It's as close to 6 cents as we've seen it since I've been tracking it. Anyway, this morning you can exchange your pesos at 14.2629 pesos per dollar and get 7 pesos in your pocket for that. Anyway, it's amazing. The euro off 91 basis points at $1.32. The British pound off 32 basis points at $1.55. The Swiss franc tanking off 72 basis points at $1.08. The gold to silver ratio this morning, 53.95 ounces of silver. Put 1 ounce of gold in your pocket at these spot rates. And the Dubai Gold Futures February contract is at 1686, off $10.30, or decline of 0.61%. Anywho, all that aside, let's go into that report for today. Well, there's really nothing in the economy calendar. Yesterday, of course, being a Thanksgiving holiday, the bond and equity markets were closed. This morning, there's a little bit of action going on, but not a lot. They're going to have a New York Stock Exchange early close. We're going to really need to come back on Monday to find out what's going down. Let's go into this one. This is out of the European Union dumping. That's what they said. This is off Bloomberg. EU opens dumping anti-subsidy investigation into the U.S. bioethanol market. Jennifer Friedman writing this one for Bloomberg. News. The European Union is threatening to impose duties on imports of bioethanol from the U.S., saying American sellers may be using trade-distorting government aid to sell in the EU below cost, a practice known as dumping. It's not the way to make good neighbors. The EU, this is the quote, has today initiated anti-subsidy, anti-dumping investigations into imports of bioethanol from the USA. And that's how we dump our genetically modified corn all over the planet, you know, in ethanol. Anyway, of bioethanol from the USA to establish if U.S. imports of bioethanol have an adverse impact on the European bioethanol industry, close quote, said John Clancy, a spokesman at the European Commission in Brussels. The probes, based on an October 12 complaint by the European bioethanol industry, represented the European Producers Union of Renewable Ethanol Association. Wow, that would be the EPUREA, or EPURE, as they call it, may result in extra taxes on U.S. producers such as Poet, LLC, Archer Daniels Midland, Company and Valero Energy Corporation. Provisional findings are due by August the 24th of 2012, so they're going to take their own sweet time. Anyway, ethanol is a form of alcohol distilled from grain or sugar that boosts the oxygen content of fuel so it burns more thoroughly, reducing polluting emissions. That's what they say. That's their story, and they're sticking to it. I think it's harmful to engines. Mine don't run very well on that crap. The additive also enhances engine performance. I don't think so. Extends fuel supplies. Nonsense. It takes more energy to burn and to make ethanol than it does to run gasoline. Anyway, quote, generous federal excise tax and income tax credits and aid at all levels of government helped the U.S. become the top ethanol producer as output fell in Brazil, once the largest exporter, EPURE, said in a November the 2nd statement. Generous federal excise tax and income tax credits and aid at all levels of government. It's kind of like those coho salmon out there in the Klamath River, you know, 7,000 pound, $7,000 salmon, and you buy it for $3 at the grocery, right? Anyway, the lobby represents 21 producers, including Sued, Kemi, Terios Internacional, French Unit, and 26 companies in the ethanol value chain, such as DuPont Company and Novozymes AS. Right. Anyway, that's a long story here. They talk about all kinds of numbers, but their numbers just go from ridiculous to the sublime. The U.S. is benefiting from higher costs and production shortfalls in Europe, where output is about 165 million gallons, short of the 2.45 million gallons that drivers are mandated to use this year. It ain't no choice. Whether you like it or whether you don't, you don't have a choice. You got to put that ethanol through your engine. And, of course, it gets rid of all of your valves and dissolves neoprene and does all that other horrible stuff to your engine. But that's what they want to do, I guess, just run that garbage through our engines, and we're mandated to do it. International traders are shipping ethanol blends to Europe to take advantage of the EU's lower tariff and a U.S. tax incentive for ethanol blending. I wonder if we could do a class action suit. Just bring a suit against these guys for the destruction of our power plants. I don't know. It doesn't make me happy. Federal tax breaks, you know, it's always the same thing. This is what we call sustainable development, propping up or shoring up something that otherwise wouldn't stand on its own, sustaining the development, sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns like Archer Daniels Midland and the rest of these clowns. That's sustainable development for you. That's the green world. The U.S. subsidizes the ethanol industry with a 45-cent tax break for every gallon added to the fuel. The tax break makes it profitable to blend ethanol with wholesale gasoline when the margin is less than 45%, or 45 cents. The 209 ethanol refineries in the U.S., the biggest consumer and importer of the fuel, produced a record of 13.2 million gallons last year. These numbers are all wrong. These are all wrong. Okay, so just... I'll just say them, but they're all wrong. They don't work. The math is all wrong. Somebody's got their millions and their billions mixed up. But anyway, they claim, she's writing, whoever, produced a record of 13.2 million gallons last year. According to the Renewable Fuels Association, daily production averaged 911,000 barrels or 14 billion gallons. You can't do that, folks. 911,000 barrels times 42 is not 14 billion.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants, from hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So anyway, we'll just let Miss Friedman go there. Her last, her closing and most powerful sentences were in error mathematically. But anyway, give her that credit. You know, you just punch it into your calculator and you can see the numbers were off. Record gold hoard, Spurs, bullish bets. What's this about Nicholas Larkin? Here's a reliable writer. November the 25th, 2011. Gold traders are more bullish after investors accumulated the biggest ever hoard of the metal, with Europe's deepening debt crisis driving them to protect their wealth with this year's second best performing commodity. What's the best? Well, we'll find out about that in a moment. Lots of people buying gold. 18 of 26 surveyed by Bloomberg expect bullion to rise next week. We hope so. Holdings in exchange-traded products backed by gold reached a record of 2,350.8 metric tons on November the 23rd. Okay. We're holding 1,297.32 metric tons alone in SPDR gold shares. They're holding almost half of those gold ETFs. According to data compiled by Bloomberg, hedge funds and other speculators increased their net long positions or bets on higher prices for 4 weeks. The longest stretch since March. Commodity Futures Trading Commission data shows almost $12 trillion was wiped off the value of global equities since May on mounting concern about slower global growth, driving investors to what are perceived as the safest assets. Yield on treasuries fell to a near record low, and gold is heading for an 11th consecutive annual gain. I guess they're trying to imply here that treasuries was your second best bet. Anyway, it's very questionable, although we do have a listener that's bullish on bonds. Bullion beat every other member of the Standard & Poor's GSCI gauge of 24 commodities this year except for gas oil. So maybe gas oil is better than bonds. There's absolutely no doubt that people are still worried, said Carol Ferguson, an analyst at Fairfax IS in London. Quote, the market's being constantly confronted with the flow of bad news. Gold, still an asset that people will look at. Bullion rose 18% to $16.81.20 an ounce this year on the COMEX exchange in New York and reached a record of $1,923.70 on the 6th of September, 1923.70. That's your upward target. We have to break that one to go into the 2000 zone. The S&P GSCI gained 0.4%, and the MSCI All Country World Index of Equities retreated 16%. Treasuries returned 9.7%. A Bank of America Corporation index shows, but of course, Bank of America is hardly to be trusted, and they're saying 9.7. Last week it was 8.9. I guess they're just going to have to, invent numbers. That's what they seem to be doing. The traders surveyed by Bloomberg are less bullish on other commodities, anticipating declines in copper. Yeah, watch those copper medallions. They may be a little bit overpriced. Raw sugar and corn next week. Soybeans may advance, the survey showed. Investors added 79.5 tons of gold to their ETP or exchange-traded product holdings since the start of November, on track for the best month since July. Data compiled by Bloomberg shows. So even though the SPDR Gold Shares Prospectus had that gloomy date of 11-11-11 in there, I guess we went right by that without any problem. The combined tonnage is greater than the reserves of all but four of the world's central banks and equal to more than 10 months of global mine supply. However, we need to be careful here. Speculators raised their combined and net long positions by 34% to 171,632 futures and options contract since mid-October, the most bullish they've been in 2 months. European services and manufacturing output contracted for a third month in November, and the region's industrial orders declined the most in almost 3 years in September, reports on November the 23rd showed. Growth in the euro region will drop to a 1.1% next year from 1.6% this year, the IMF forecast. Credit rating? Portugal's credit rating was cut to below investment grade by Fitch's ratings yesterday because of the nation's rising debt and weakening economy. Remember, it's the little pigs, you know, Portugal, Italy, no, yeah, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain. Anyway, continuing along here, declines in equity markets and commodities may oblige some investors to sell their bullion to cover losses. And that's what a lot of people are doing. As they say, unfortunately, the good money is following the bad money right into the ditch. As they have to dump their equities, they're selling their gold to cover their shorts, I guess. Gold slipped 3.5% last week, as raw materials and stocks slumped the most since September. The need to raise cash and cover margins will likely overhang the market, said James Moore, an analyst at thebulliondesk.com in London. So if you're wondering why the price of gold is on the decline as the equities market is on the decline, it's because there is actually value in gold and there's no value in the stocks, and so they're dumping their stocks, and they're bringing in their gold to cover their margins, which will result in an overhang, probably. Gold's gains may also be curbed by a stronger dollar. Stronger dollar. Said Jesper Danisbo, an analyst at Société Générale SA in London. Then he went out and smoked more dope, probably. The currency climbed to the highest in 7 weeks against the euro today. The 30-week correlation coefficient. You like the words these economists use? The correlation coefficient. Wow. Between the greenback and bullion. Well, it goes on. Gold investment jumped 33% to 468.1 tons in the third quarter from a year earlier as a bar and coin demand in Europe more than doubled to the most since the fourth quarter. So people are excited. Piling into the gold market. Purchases by central banks, here's the warning. Purchases by central banks, which are adding to reserves for the first time in a generation, may reach 450 tons this year, according to Marcus Grubb, the managing director of investment research at the Council. Central banks and government institutions bought 142 tons last year. The IMF data shows, of course, Barry the usurper and the boys are out still trying to find Gaddafi's 150 tons. The purchases may also be a warning. Here's the warning. Prices rose to a then record of $850 in 1980 as central banks bought gold, only to drop for most of the next 20 years. Bullion tripled from 1999 through the beginning of 2008 as the banks sold more than 4,000 tons. So as the central banks pile in the gold, remember, they have the trigger, and they can screw the market in the worst of ways. So be advised, pay attention, follow along, do your own research. Don't listen to nobody where you got your money involved. Chocolate binge topping 100 billion boost cocoa after a slump in the commodity market. You wonder why the price of chocolate products are going through the roof? Well, it's interesting. Isis Almeida writing this one for Bloomberg. Shrinking cocoa harvests in West Africa, the largest producing region, are diminishing a glut of beans just as sales of chocolate confectionery exceed $100 billion for the first time ever. Of course, we've got inflation running in there, driving up the actual price. But what is this diminishing a glut of beans? Why is the price of chocolate going up and up and up and up when we're awash in beans? Global supply will decline 7.7% in the year to September, shrinking the surplus to 32,000 metric tons from 434,000 metric tons a year earlier. So we've been running through this whole year with, you know, just this huge overplus of beans, but the price of chocolate bars has been going up and up and up and up. Thank you.
looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So even though candy is dandy and liquor is quicker, remember that, you know, the chocolate does melt in your mouth, not in your hand, or it might melt in your hand. So be very careful. But again, prices on chocolate will rise 12% to $2,700 a ton in 3 months at Goldman Sachs. If you can believe Goldman Sachs, that's what they say. You want a 3 months, 12% return on your investment? Well, if you're worried about the price of gold, you might go into chocolate. But remember, gold is imperishable. Chocolate can melt in your hands. Cocoa slumped 36% since March as a supply glut widened and exports from the Ivory Coast, the biggest producer, resumed after a civil war. And those people are, I don't know, headhunters. Global sales of chocolate confectionery rose 34%. To $102 billion in the past 5 years, led by the developing regions, even as global growth slows. So we're worried about, you know, the people in the South, the Southern Hemisphere, and all of our money's going down there. What are they buying it with it? They're not buying houses or cars. They're buying chocolate. they got hooked on Milky Way bars, and they're in trouble now. Grindings will rise again this year, because demand continues to grow in emerging markets, even as economies slow in Europe and the U.S., said Kona Hogg, an analyst at the Macquarie Group LTD in London who covered commodities for 14 years. Quote, the Asians and the Latin Americans have finally found a taste for chocolate-based confectionery such as biscuits and ice cream. So I guess chocolate Haagen-Dazs is going over the top. Copper shortfall likely to remain in 2012, Oz Minerals says. Oz Minerals. Wow, the wizard. Soriyara, Permatasari, and Rashad Salamat, collaboratively writing this one. Wonder who brought the dictionary. Copper supply shortages, except in America, where they're ripping the copper out of houses and piping and plumbing too, which have been driven by operational problems and labor strikes in South America and Indonesia, are likely to persist next year, said Oz Minerals Limited, Australia's third biggest producer by market value. All right, here's the quote. A shortfall in 2011 is something, certainly, that wasn't expected at the beginning of this year, and you're going to see this shortfall flowing to 2012 as well. So keep your eyes on the price of copper. Copper may be set for a strong rally in the second quarter of next year. So one article tells us it's going down. The next article tells us it's going up. Do your own research. And copper may be set for a strong rally in the second quarter. Don't know whether or not Oz paid to have this article written, but they might have. Goldman Sachs. God, they're in the news here again. Copper may be set for a strong rally in the second quarter of next year amid an expected deficit of the metal, Goldman Sachs said this week. Copper in New York climbed to a record of $4.66 a pound in February. So write that down, $4.65 a pound, and then go up and look at all the people that are selling copper rounds, and they stamp little pretty pictures on it, and they sell it to you for $37 for 20 ounces, and it sells for $4.66 a pound. Anyway, P.T. Barnum, a sucker born every minute. I see strength in the copper price as China and India continue to urbanize. Okay? That's our problem. China and India continue to urbanize. You're going to try and make a Warden June Cleaver world, raising the special standard of living for all the people in the Southern Hemisphere, and what do they want in their houses? Well, they want copper piping. They want copper wiring. And as the price of copper pipe and copper wiring goes up and up and up, more and more money has to flow from the Northern Hemisphere to subsidize this lower hemisphere. Copper futures in New York rose 0.2% to $3.29 a pound at 2:30 p.m. So they're saying that it's going to climb to a record of 4.65, but it's bounced back down to 3.29 a pound. Do your math. Burgess says he sees the long-term price around $2.50 a pound. Do your math. Got all these people out there that are trying to get you to suck up and go into copper rounds. Do your math. Be careful. Don't get snookered by some of these shysters. Barclays Capital this week raised its estimate for this year's market deficit to 536,000 tons. Said Freeport, McMoran Copper, and Gold Inc., the world's largest publicly traded copper producer. They have suspended processing ore for shipment since October the 22nd at their Grasberg complex, where as many as 8,000 workers have been on strike since September, demanding higher wages. It goes on, there are operational problems on mines, and in particular, we've seen a lot of strikes in South America, most frequently Grasberg in Indonesia, and as a result of that, there's a shortage of copper in general in the market. They're not talking about a shortage of copper in the ground. They're just talking about a shortage of copper in the market because of the striking, the United We Strike laborers, you know, workers of the world unite. Global demand for the metal is set to climb at least 4% annually through 2015. John McKenzie, Anglo-American PLC, head of copper, said this week, New York copper has tumbled 20% in the last 6 months on concern that the debt crisis in Europe and a slowdown in China and U.S. will damp demand. So be very careful about these shysters selling you copper rounds, all right? Just wait them out. It's gone down 20% in the last 6 months. Perhaps it'll go down 20% in the next 6 months. You buy at the bottom, sell at the top. Americans oftentimes will buy at the top and sell at the bottom. Stocks, excuse me, Stocks extend their longest drop since 2008 on debt burden. The futures and the euro fall. You just go up on Market Watch today. Go up on Bloomberg, take a look. Just look and see what's happening to the stocks worldwide. Stocks fell for a tenth day, the longest losing streak since July of 2008. And the euro extended losses as the burden of government debt grew around the world. The cost of insuring European sovereign bonds against default rose to a record. The MSCI All-Country World Index sank 0.5% at 7:35 a.m. in New York, Standard & Poor's, blah, 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 blah. European Central Bank Executive Board member José Manuel González Paramo urged euro-area politicians to take bold steps towards fiscal union to end the debt crisis, and said they should not rely on the European Central Bank. European Union Economic and Monetary Affairs Commissioner Olli Rehn said it looks like its contagion is spreading to the core countries. Moody's Investor Service cut Hungary's debt to junk after S&P yesterday. Japan hasn't made any progress in tackling its debt load. Quote, we need to see more action out of Europe before any sort of rebound happens, said Nick Maroutsos, who oversees the equivalent of about $3 billion as the co-founder of the Sydney-based Capstream Capital. Don't know how much he paid to get his name in the article here. Greece, Ireland, Portugal are becoming afterthoughts. All right, now we're talking about the little pigs, but now we're going to go from the little pigs to the big figs. All right? Greece, Ireland, Portugal are becoming afterthoughts as the crisis is now unfolding as France, Italy, and Germany, there's your figs, take the preeminence. These are the larger countries, and these would have the largest knock-on effects. So we went from the little pigs to the little pig, the little figs to the big figs, from little pigs to big figs. There's Monty, he's back in the news again. Oh, God. Anyway, Lorenzo Totaro writing this one, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Yeah. I watched the news. I learned how to say that. Nicolas Sarkozy agreed with Prime Minister Mario Monti. Good old Mario. We'll talk about Mario in a minute. That Italy succumbing to the region's debt crisis would lead to the end of the euro. That's it. The end of the euro. It's official, folks. It's in the news. Sarkozy and Merkel confirmed their support for Italy, saying that they are aware that the collapse of Italy would inevitably lead to the end of the euro. So they're going to have to prop up, shore up, or otherwise sustain Italy's finances. Monti told ministers at a cabinet meeting in Rome today, according to an emailed statement, quote, that would provoke a stalemate in the process of European integration with unpredictable consequences. And I'll tell you what, when old Monti speaks, people listen. Why? Well, let's just jump over here. I'm going to give you this one. I'll drop this into the chat room right now. Put that one over there. Drop that one over there. Paste it there. And hit the return key. And there you go. Trilateral Commission. www.trilateral.org. Welcome to the website of the Trilateral Commission. The commission was originally created in 1973 to bring together experienced leaders within the private sector to discuss issues of global concern at a time when communication and cooperation between Europe, North America, and Asia were lacking. So we've got collaboration, communication, and cooperation. Interesting use of terminology. We'll find out a little bit more about the Trilateral Commission right after this.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As they say in the country, oh, hell no, you don't have to pay attention to the Trilateral Commission. Just forget about them, right? They have no impact on the world at all. The commission has grown since its early days to include members from more countries in these regions, and it continues to find that study and dialogue about the pressing problems facing our planet remain as important today as in 1973. You remember the peanut farmer? Jimmy Carter. He's out there building houses for Habitat and Humanity these days, but problems and threats have changed, but their importance has only increased due to the more interconnected and interdependent world in which we now live. Interconnected, interdependent, interoperable. You want to find out more about all that? Visit with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com. Although we're a small group and meet only a few times each year, we see great value in a website that offers scholars, researchers, and the general public access to our proceedings and the major reports submitted during our meetings. We also offer links to the writings of our memberships and their individual views on issues of concern. Finally, we provide some basic information about the Commission, its history, and its activities. We hope you find the information displayed on this site useful. We update it regularly to cover our reports, our meetings, and other publications. Sincerely yours, Mario Monti. What the hell? Great. Okay, well, Mario's in the news and he's at the top of the list. Here's a little bit in the news. We have to do better on inequality. This is a report written by Lawrence Summers. Out of the Financial Times, November the 21st. Here's another one. Three Ways to Combat Inequality by Lawrence Summers. You know, Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, you know, the 99 percentiles. Right. The 2011 ASEAN Summit and its Significance by Yusuf Wananandi. Europe Cannot Endure a Rift Between the Ins and the Outs by Mary Kabelka. Partnerships Can Prosper by Wai Jingyao. China Daily. Here's a few books that you can get. Nuclear Disarmament and Nonproliferation. The Global Economic Crisis. Engaging Iran and Building Peace in the Persian Gulf Region. And Energy Security and Climate Change. Take a look at the list. The Trilateral Commission. Executive Committee as of October 2011. This isn't 40 years ago, folks. The first name on the list, Mario Monti. Mario's in the news this morning. Mario's going to bail out Italy. Mario wants to have a stronger European Union. Wow. Mario Monti, he's the European chairman. Joseph Nye, he's the North American chairman. Yotaro Kobayashi, he's the Pacific Asian chairman. Vladimir Dloey, Alan Gottlieb. How many people know that guy? Alan Gottlieb, North American deputy chairman. All right. The names go on and on. Michael Fuchs. David Rockefeller, the founder and the honorary chairman. Honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. How about this piece of garbage? Peter D. Sutherland, the European honorary chairman. He profited handsomely from the Macondo Gently Weeps Gulf disaster, catastrophe, as Rob Chaudis says. George Berthion, the European honorary chair. Paul Volcker. Paul Volcker, North American honorary chair. Right, you know. Just go through the whole thing. It's alphabetic. I'm not going to do it. You can read the list for yourself. It's up there. I've dropped this into the chat room right now. I'll put in the list. Copy that. Drop that over here. See, we just do it all on the air. You know, self-producing talk radio. Anyway, there is that. But that ain't all. Let's go into something else. Here's an interesting link that was sent to me by one of our long-term listeners and excellent friends, Pete, out in Washington. I had never heard of this before, although I'd seen the name, I'd never heard of it before, and I was very pleased to receive a link to it. The Law of Nations, or the Principles of Natural Law, written in 1758 by an Emmerich D. Vattel. Emmerich D. Vattel. I'll drop this in the chat room, too. There's a lot of advantages to be in the chat room here. Become VocalLocal.com. You can pick up on some of these links, or you can come back if you're listening on the archives and read them for yourselves. But here's the advertisement. In undertaking this new edition of Monsieur de Vattel's treatise, it was not my intention to give what might strictly be called a new translation. To add the author's valuable notes from the posthumous edition, printed at Neufchâtel in 1773. Got the time period? American Revolution, the War for Independence. To correct some errors I'd observed in the former version, and occasionally to amend the language where doubtful or obscure, were the utmost limits of my original plan. As I proceeded, however, my alterations became more numerous, but whether they will be acknowledged as amendments, it must rest with the reader to determine. Even if this decision should be more favorable than I have any reason to expect, I lay no claim to praise for my humble efforts, but shall esteem myself very fortunate if I escape the severity of censure for presenting the work to the public in a state still so far short of perfection. Conscious of its defects, I declare with great sincerity, the editor, May the 1st, 1797. Here's the preface. The merits and the increasing utility of this admirable work have not as yet, and this is the preface of to the 1797 edition, the merits and the increasing utility of this admirable work have not, as yet, been sufficiently known or justly appreciated. It has been generally supposed that it is only adapted for the study of sovereigns and statesmen. So I guess that's suitable material for us this morning, all we sovereigns and statesmen in training here. In that view, certainly, the author's excellent preface points out its preeminent importance. But it is of infinitely more extended utility. It contains a practical collection of ethics, principles, and rules of conduct to be observed and pursued as well by private individuals as by states, and these of the utmost practical importance to the well-being, happiness, and observed and ultimate and permanent advantage and benefit of all mankind, and therefore ought to be studied by every gentleman of liberal education, and by youth, in whom the best moral principles should be inculcated. The work should be familiar in the universities and in every class above the inferior ranks of society. And, as regards lawyers, it contains the clearest rules of construing private contracts and respecting the admiralty and insurance law. The positions of the author, moreover, have been so sensibly and clearly supported and explained, and so happily illustrated by historical and other interesting examples, that the perusal cannot fail to entertain as well as instruct. The present editor, therefore, affirms without the hazard of contradiction that everyone who has attentively read this work will admit he has acquired a knowledge of superior sentiments and more important information than he ever derived from any other work. All right. You with me? We listening? This book of book one of Nations Considered in Themselves, it starts out with certain preliminaries and it goes along. I've dropped this link into the chat rooms for you to look at. But of nations or sovereign states, general principles of the duties of a nation toward herself, of the constitution of a state and its duties and rights, of the sovereign, his obligations and his rights, of states, elective, successive, hereditary, and patrimonial, principal objects of a good government, first, to provide for necessities, of the cultivation of the soil, of commerce, of the care of the public ways and of tolls, of the roads, of money and exchange, second object of a good government, to procure true happiness. Now again, happiness. We keep wondering, how was it precisely that the pursuit of happiness found its way into the Declaration of Independence contra Jean Locke, life, liberty, and property? Right? To procure true happiness. So, 10K Puddles brought us the name of another fellow, a Swissman, that talked about happiness. And here's another Swiss writing on happiness, Emmerich D. Vattel. And it continues, some rather interesting stuff to look at. Let's look at the beginning. The law of nations, or the principles of natural law, again, 17 and 58, of the state and of sovereignty, section 1. Well, we'll have to pick that up right after this. Stay tuned. Hour number 2, straight ahead.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water.
PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, November the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, our own little internet homeschool classroom here, as I like to style it. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, which is the homepage of this broadcasting network, on which you will find our archives page for all of the show broadcasts. But if you click on the archives banner up there in the top of the page, you can open up a big selection, and then you just click on become vocal local, and voila. There you go, a couple of years of these broadcasts right at your fingertips, carefully indexed every single day. Of the state and of the sovereignty, what is this, the laws of nation or the principles of natural law, 1758, Emmerich D. Vatal, Swissman here. Book 1, Chapter 1 of Nations or Sovereign States. There are definitions given here, his concise statements. Gleaned from lots and lots of reading and understanding, no doubt. But they've had a major impact on our country. The laws of nature, of nature's God, sound familiar? Declaration of Independence, all right? So here's the first one, of the state and of sovereignty. A nation or a state is, as has been said at the beginning of this work, a body politic, or a society of men united together for the purpose of promoting their mutual safety and advantage of by their combined strengths. A nation or a state promoting their mutual safety and promotion of a culture of safety, Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, and the advantage by their combined strength, you know, like NATO, from the very design that induces a number of men to form a society which has its common interests and which is to act in concert, it is necessary that there should be established a public authority, capital P, capital A, italicized, to order and direct what is to be done by each in relation to the end of the association, means justifying the ends, creation of an institution, a public authority. Your public housing authority. So this political authority is the capital S italicized sovereignty. And he or they who are invested with it are the sovereign. He or they who are invested with it are the sovereign. That's gonna ruffle some feathers, but it may have been in the minds of our founders. Authority of the body politic over the members. It is evident that by the very fact of the civil or political association, each citizen subjects, citizens or subjects, each citizen subjects himself to the authority of the entire body in everything that relates to the common welfare, the welfare clause. The authority of all over each member, therefore, essentially belongs to the body politic or the state, but the exercise of that authority may be placed in different hands, according as the society may have ordained. Of the several kinds of government, if the body of the nation keep in its own hands the empire or the right to command, it is a popular government, a democracy if it entrusts it to a certain number of citizens, to a Senate. It establishes an aristocratic republic. Finally, if it confides the government to a single person, the state becomes a monarch or monarchy. These three kinds of government may be variously combined and modified. We shall not here enter into the particulars, this subject belonging to the public universal law. Public universal law, for which there's a reference given in italics.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So proceeding just a little bit further here of this Nations or Sovereign States, Book 1, Chapter 1. And this is going to be very interesting reading, I'm confident. The Law of Nations of or the Principles of Natural Law, 1758, Emmerich de Vattel, V-A-T-T-E-L. I've not been able to find it at Alibri Books or other places. There are some PDFs available online. There are some ebooks available online as well, but it looks like it's going to be a must read, at least in my library. And dropping down of the several kinds of government, what are sovereign states? What are sovereign states? Every nation that governs itself under what form soever, again, this is written at the time of our founding. You can just put this up there with the wealth of nations, you know. Adam Smith, John Locke, Second Treatise, etc. What are sovereign states? Every nation that governs itself under what form soever, without dependence on any foreign power, is a sovereign state. Its rights are naturally the same as those of any other state. Such are the moral persons who live together in a natural society, subject to the law of nations. To give a nation a right, and that's Samuel Pufendorf, that's Hugo Grotius, by the way, harkens all the way back to St. Thomas Aquinas and others, to give a nation a right to make an immediate figure in this grand society. It is sufficient that it be really sovereign and independent, that it govern itself by its own authority and laws. And from the Declaration of Independence, we read this in what could be considered the preamble, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. And again from Vittel, what are sovereign states? Every nation that governs itself under what form soever, without dependence on any foreign power, is a sovereign state. Its rights are naturally the same as those of any other state. Such are the moral persons who live together in a natural society, subject to the law of nations. To give a nation a right to make an immediate figure in this grand society, it is sufficient that it be really sovereign and independent, that is, that it govern itself by its own authority and laws. States bound by unequal alliance. We ought, therefore, to account as sovereign states those which have united themselves to another more powerful by an unequal alliance, in which, as Aristotle says, to the more powerful is given more honor, and to the weaker more assistance. And here you could think of the illegitimate box of rocks over on the Mediterranean that is known as the Ashkenazim stronghold, Israel. To the more powerful is given more honor, and to the weaker, more assistance, like nuclear weaponry and, you know, anyway. The conditions of those unequal alliances may be infinitely varied, but whatever they are, provided the inferior ally reserve to itself the sovereignty or the right of governing its own body, you know, a people for a land without people and all that crap, it ought to be considered as an independent state that keeps up an intercourse with others, and boy, don't they, under the authority of the laws of nations. Of course, they don't follow anything that the United Nations has laid on them, but, you know, what can I say? Chutzpah. Or by treaties of protection. Consequently, a weak state, which, in order to provide for its safety, places itself under the protection of a more powerful one, and engages in return to perform several offices equivalent to that protection, without, however, divesting itself of the right of government and sovereignty, that state, I say, does not, on this account, cease to rank among the sovereigns who acknowledge no other law than that of nations. And so when Great Britain, England, divested itself in some regard of all of its colonies, you know, as Adam Smith suggested to the Crown and Parliament assembled, set your colonies free. Set your colonies free. It was too expensive for England to be able to protect us over here, the colonies. And so they set the colonies free and kept the bank. Of feudatory states, the Germanic nations introduced another custom, that of requiring homage from a state either vanquished or too weak to make resistance. You can think of Libya now. Sometimes, even, a prince has given sovereignties in fee Fee simple estate. Want to mind to find out more about that? You might want to check with Hal Anthony on Sunday from 2 to 4. Go behind the woodshed and get a little clue of what is a fee simple. Sovereigns have voluntarily rendered themselves feudatories to others. We're going to talk about the end of feudalism in a moment. Visit some of the texts that was dropped in yesterday where many people were filling up on Turkey. When the homage leaves independency and sovereign authority in the administration of the state and only means certain duties to the lord of the fee or even a mere honorary acknowledgement, it does not prevent the state or the feudatory prince being strictly sovereign. The king of Naples pays homage for his kingdom to the pope and is nevertheless reckoned among the principal sovereigns of Europe. And it just goes on and on of states forming a republic. Finally, several sovereign and independent states may unite themselves together by a perpetual confederacy. That would be the Articles of Confederation. They were each sovereign republics, without ceasing to be, each individually, a perfect state. They will together constitute a federal republic. Their joint deliberations will not impair the sovereignty of each member, though they may, in certain respect, put some restraint on the exercise of it, in virtue of voluntary engagements. A person does not cease to be free and independent when he is obliged to fulfill engagements which he has voluntarily contracted. And such were the former cities of Greece, such as at present are the seven United Provinces of Netherlands, and such the members of the Helvetic body. And you might go back under constitutions and equality encyclopedias such as the Britannica, look up constitutions, excuse me, and try if you can to find the constitutions written by Aristotle. Interesting reading, to say the least. But again, now we see the beginning of our system. Several sovereign and independent states uniting themselves together by a perpetual confederacy in order to create a more perfect union. I've been aware of this document for some time, but fortunately now I have the link and I've got the black and the white in my eyes, and I'm going to be reading this over the weekend. You might consider doing the same. Of course, yesterday we heard a little bit from our friend Jason about the revolt from feudalism. When we come back from the break, we'll give you just a tad more of that.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So switching gears and recovering some of the ground covered yesterday, a little bit deeper study. Of course, this was brought to our attention yesterday by 10K Puddles from the chat room, also known as Jason from Minnesota. The Making of the Modern Mind, a survey of the intellectual background, so on and so forth, footnoting, by a John Herman Randall. He's got a very interesting biography on the gentleman. We'll skip that today. You can find it on the archives. But I just wanted to go back in because we had Jason wanted to call, Skype me early and wanted to share a larger portion of this with us on the air, but I hadn't read it before. I didn't know what he was going to read, and so anyway, nonetheless, we covered a bit of it. But I went back up and looked at what he'd sent me overnight, and it is very, very interesting to say the least. But let's just start right here with the theory of an absolute monarchy. Of course, Bettarel there, Battelle mentions this. And you're going to hear this a lot. Even from people I respect, I hear it. You know, like Alfred Adask seems to be really overwhelmed with this notion of the divine right of kings. All right? But here it is. It begins in this from John Herman Randall in his book, The Making of the Modern Mind. And we appear to be on page 181, although this is an e-book. The theory of absolute monarchy. The divine right of kings began as an attempt to emancipate the civil or lay government from the control of the pope and the clergy. Oh, yeah. It was an answer to the claim of the latter to a divine right in temporal things. In an age when men believed all power came from God, it was the claim that secular government was as divinely ordained as ecclesiastical, and hence free to order its life in its own way. So we go back to the Medici, studying them, where they discovered these decretals and the donations of Constantine, and they found that the papacy had overstepped its bounds considerably, kind of reinventing Christianity as they go. That's the Pope, you know. Anyway, I think everybody's been inventing Christianity ever since Saul of Tarsus. Kind of confirmed in my belief that he was the last man standing at Masada and looking at a destroyed Jerusalem, having nothing else to do, he decided to set out and recreate a new form of their faith, which he did. Might have invented the whole story, whole cloth, on his way to Damascus. You know, that powerful heads up that he had. Anyway, in an age when men believed all power came from God, it was the claim that secular government was as divinely ordained as ecclesiastical. You can see the power, the struggle. And hence free to order its life in its own way. Such a claim had been voiced by the imperialists in the Middle Ages. Perhaps nowhere so clearly as in Dante. If you haven't read his Inferno, I recommend it. And when they failed to make it good against the papacy, it was taken up by the French lawyers and applied to their king. Both emperor and the king of France held their power direct from God. And hence, a divine right to freedom from papal interference. You see? Now, the Pope can claim he's got his protection from God, so can the king, right? And they did. Wycliffe carried the doctrine into England, upholding the divine right of the king to disendow the church, and they did. enter into the scene later, Henry St. Simon buying up church property. The struggles over the succession popularized the indefeasible right of heredity. Indefeasible right of heredity. And when England broke with the Pope and the might of Spain supported papal plots to murder Elizabeth, the divine right of the monarch of necessity coalesced with the right of national sovereignty and independence. Interesting stuff here. Under James I, that would be your King James Bible, the heretic, John Herman Randall writes, the heretic, you see his bias, the heretic who ruled by hereditary right alone, the theory was carefully formulated as against clerical pretensions both in Rome and in the Presbyterian theocracy of Scotland. King James I, King VII of Scotland, I believe. And under the Restoration, its end was secured in the freedom of the state from Puritan and Catholic ecclesiastical control alike. The accession of Henry IV in France after the Catholics and Huguenots had fought each other to obtain control of the government, and his policy of secular control and toleration was justified and made possible only by the theory of divine right. If you don't get this stuff in school, then we just kind of are left to be like the tail on somebody else's kite, you know? Expounded by Barclay, this was developed against papal interference on the one hand and the Huguenot feudal nobility on the other. It flowered under Louis XIV, and the whole influence of Lutheranism was in favor of absolute monarchy as ordained by God. Here's the quote. The princes of this world are gods, little g god men, are gods, lowercase g, close quote, wrote Luther, Martin Luther. The princes of this world are gods. The common people are Satan. And you claim to be a Lutheran this morning. One of the problems with these isms is that people fail to go back in and check them out, you know. You've got to go in and find out who was the founder. And wherever you find the founder, if you really dig in and read their writings, you'll find their faith statement. And here, I guess, we'd have to take it out of context, but it is. The princes of this world are gods, wrote Luther. The common people are Satan. It is in no wise proper for anyone who would be a Christian to set himself up against his government, whether it act justly or unjustly. And, of course, that's the argument for Romans 13. Obey the government and damn the consequences. So long as any religious body made serious pretensions to a right of interference in civil government, it was necessary for that government to claim that its power, too, came by a direct grant from God. That's right. Christ-like wisdom in leaders. It was as if the very hand of God touched the Constitution as the convention adjourned. Arguments from reason or expediency would have been of no avail, but there were those who emancipated minds rejected such a meeting of fire with fire. You know, let the God who answers by fire be God. Remember that story out of the Bible? And at the same time, they saw that centralized monarchy was demanded. Of course, it helped to have a little bit of Greek fire in a flask under your tunic. After dumping all that water on there, he was able to ignite his pile of wood. And at the same time, they saw that centralized monarchy was demanded, not for any right of the monarch, but for the good of the nation. All hail the queen, right? Beatrice forever. Oh, my. People are so gullible. Moreover, in the struggles of religious groups on the one hand and traitors on the other, oh God, now we've got the Merchants of Venice, okay, going along with the Medici popes. That would be Pope Leo the 10th and Pope Clement the 7th, by the way. And they're all a bunch of merchants of Venice. Anyway, moreover, in the struggles of religious groups on the one hand and traitors on the other against a too despotic absolutism, they perhaps foresaw the day when the same forces that we're now needing above all things centralized power would require it back again of the kings to whom they had entrusted it. For all these reasons, there appeared in the midst of these struggles clear thinkers who advocated absolute monarchy and national sovereignty, but did it on a rational, not religious, ground. Okay? That's the age of reason. The age of reason, the Enlightenment. Machiavelli? Well, now we're at Machiavelli. An interesting segment not covered yesterday. Stay tuned.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back into this rather interesting study from The Making of the Modern Mind, John Herman Randall. You might find this book up on the web as well under Google Books, books.google.com, and search it out. I'm on page 182, continuing Machiavelli in Italy. You know, now we're right back on top of the Medicis. You know, there's this running sore between those two peoples, the Venetians, who were basically just people that were backed up into a bunch of islands and formed a fortress there. When you go floating around in the gondolas there, you're floating between what were little islands, you know. In Venice, it was almost perfectly defendable, more defensible. And they came up with their own very interesting things including ultimately the Giro, G-I-R-O. The G-I-R-O shared that with you as we were studying the Medici and money and banking, the Giro. It was an imaginary monetary unit, much like the Federal Reserve. Funny, probably the same families involved, but the Sforzas had a real problem with the Medici. And so they warred between each other, the Florentines and the Venetians. And, of course, there were the Genoans and then later the Lombards and the Lombardy and all of that. Now, we're back now at the time of the Renaissance, and Machiavelli, a Florentine in Italy, Bowdoin in France, Hobbes in England are three outstanding figures in this stage of political development, and their significance lies in the fact that they developed conceptions in support of despotism that were later of use in combating it, and also that they firmly established the sovereignty of the national state. Once again, Machiavelli, the prince, the law, the art of war, other things. Machiavelli in Italy, Bowdoin, B-O-D-I-N, in France, and Hobbes in England. And if you've never sat down and read Hobbes, Sir Thomas Hobbes, Leviathan, it's well worth your time. Continuing, Machiavelli, about where we picked up yesterday, was most important as the formulator of the new international statecraft. I thank Jason for bringing this to our attention yesterday. Had an opportunity to read it, meditate, think about it, and I'll share it a little bit more with you today. But here, let us point out how Machiavelli's Italian patriotism and his hatred of the selfish machinations of the papacy in Italy. Right? Now, the Medicis had their eye on the papacy. The Medicis were, in large respect, the Pope's bankers. Lots was going on there. Lots going on behind the scene. It's that florin, the Medicis coin. You know, the Medici were not just bankers. They also had a ceramic factory. They made china. Beautiful stuff, too. You can go up on the internet and browse around, get into your modern art, or classic ancient art, Renaissance art, and find some of the Medici pottery. Beautiful stuff. Had some very nice designs. But they became basically the bankers of Europe in the process. Here, let us point out how the Machiavelli's Italian patriotism and their hatred of the selfish machinations of the papacy in Italy, aided by the Italian emancipation from all religious concern. How did the Italians get emancipation from all religious concern? Well, partly it was by the discovery of the Medici as they went around and they collected up they were merchants. Now, the merchants of Venice, but they were merchants and traders, moneylenders, money changers, ran the foreign exchange markets, did all kinds of interesting things. But they had agents everywhere, and what they were doing is they were buying up books. They were creating libraries. Some of the libraries got sacked, just like the Library of Alexander, Philadelphia. Some of the libraries got sacked, but they just kept buying and rebuilding and buying and rebuilding, and they made copies. They illuminated some of these early writings. They translated them. They brought it back. It was the resurgence of capital A art and capital L learning in their times. Machiavelli alive at this time and there writing. But again, the selfish machinations of the papacy in Italy, aided by the Italian emancipation from all religious concerns, led him to advocate an art of government. And we should understand here, too, that the Medicis financed great cathedrals. And all of the, you know, Leonardo da Vinci and Bonatelli and others, there's plenty there to look at. Michelangelo, you know, all those great paintings, all those religious paintings that make everybody from the Bible look like he's from Florence. And if you go in and study the fine art really carefully, you'll find that many of the faces in all that art, you know, the Madonna, it's somebody's sister, and she was really cute, and they liked her, and so they put her in there, and she became the Madonna. And you get the idea? It's crazy. It's wild. But they adorned their homes, their castles, their mansions, their palazzos, with these beautiful pieces of artwork. And it was their family pictures, as scenes as if they were, you know, walking on Godhead. Machiavelli was the most important as the formulator of the new international statecraft. Drop down a little bit, Will. It led him to advocate an art of government whose sole end should be the power, expansion, and material prosperity of the state. Sound like America? The power, the expansion, and the material prosperity of the state. The very ideal under which commercial Venice, now, okay, I haven't made an in-depth study of Venice, I need to, had prospered for centuries. That gyro lasted for a long time. You say, well, you know, there hasn't been a fiat currency that lasted over 100 years. Guess again. Check out the gyro. It was around for a while. The double-entry bookkeeping. We'll talk about accounting maybe if we have time, too. So let's continue. The unity and the greatness of Italy, human health, power, and wisdom, these were what he sought. The unity and the greatness of Italy, national pride, Italian exceptionalism, human health, power, and wisdom. These were what he sought. Security of person and above all property is what men most desire. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and property, property, property. And though for these they will sacrifice anything, if security is there, they will prefer a republic to a monarchy because it gives greater chance of material gain to more people. And it does. We've lived very well since the founding of this country. We can continue to live very well. This, our nation, the United States of America, is a young country. We've just begun. We're having growing pains right now as we have to evacuate some Jews. It's going to have to happen pretty soon. To attain this, the state must above all be strong and efficient. Maybe we need to get rid of some trilaterals while we're at it and get rid of some of those Council on Foreign Relations too. But although he himself preferred a republic or a constitutional monarchy like France, in his search for unity and order, he was driven to tyranny as a means to that end. So as I look forward into a time in the future of greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control, I move further and further away from any appreciation of Niccolò Machiavelli and his despotic ideas. But he continues, to attain this, the state must above all be strong and efficient. Although he himself preferred a republic or a constitutional monarchy like France, in his search for unity and order, he was driven to a tyranny as a means to that end and devoted his life to the examination of the arts by which either republic or despot might wax strong. You think the Straussian neocons wasted their time studying Machiavelli? They weren't wasting their time, but they spent plenty of time sitting around at Leo Strauss's feet, listening to him wax philosophic. You know, there was the city of speech and the city of crime. But Leo Strauss thought he had a window into the mind of Machiavelli, and there was that which was written for the profane, and there was that of Machiavelli that was written for the adept. And he taught it to his followers. He was, in fact, the true type of revolutionary idealist pursuing an exclusive goal and caring more for the ends he regarded as supremely important than for any gain to human character through waiting on the task of educating the public mind to want what he wanted. So we're always out there, you know, the alternative media, well, we're educating people. We got to wake people up. Balderdash. It only takes a simple minority to gain control, complete control of governments. That's why we have political parties. There's only some 3,066 counties in this country, and every one of them has a county committee for both the two established political parties, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. There's only 177,000 plus or minus local voting precincts, townships and wards. You don't need millions and millions. You don't need the McDonald's principle, billions and billions to win this battle. You need people to know where they need to stand, where they need to be. And with a simple majority in a deliberative assembly like a caucus or a state convention, you just sweep away the old and bring in the new. Put away the despotism and usher in freedom.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And back into this rather interesting, The Making of the Modern Mind, a survey of the intellectual background by John Herman here. Anyway, talking about Machiavelli, very interesting fellow here. No doubt about it. He was, in fact, the true type of revolutionary. Drop down a bit. Such a man is bound to become impatient of average stupidity, contemptuous of all rules, legal, moral, or customary, which delay the accomplishment of his ends. You wonder why Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America could give a flying willendo for law, legislation, public opinion. Well, they're the Machiavellians, this neocon age that we live in now. Impatient of average stupidity, contemptuous of all rules, legal, moral, or customary, which delay the accomplishment of their ends. In his, Machiavelli's own age, religious fanatics like Cromwell and the Puritans in England, or the Jesuits. In ours, reactionary dictators like Mussolini or communist fanatics have all practiced his arts. Cromwell, a good guy? Machiavellian? Puritans? England? Cristobal Colum? The middle class was only too willing to follow his precepts. In them he saw the chief support of the state. Ah, the 99%ers, right? The baseness of human nature was open to him. Quote, men are ungrateful, fickle, deceitful, cowardly, and avaricious, close quote. And for their own good must be ruled partly by an appeal to greed, but mainly by fear. Another host on another network speaks about that when he talks about the stock market and investing in general. You got two primary motivators in the world of investment, greed and fear. Greed will keep you in the market long after you should have sold, and fear will keep you from buying at a time when you ought. A strong government must respect established institutions and customs, govern well, and leave the property of men alone. They don't seem to understand that out there in Klamath. But times are changing through coordination. The misbehaviors at the Forest Service might have to stand back. It must make itself feared, but never hated. See, we talked about that as Goldman Sachs went on a campaign to improve their goodwill, their image, their name was tarnished. Well, ought be, but never hated. Huh? But never hated. The power of the feudal nobles must be crushed. Possessing cattle and castles and subjects of their own, they are fatal to all social order. Feudalism had to go bye-bye. All right, but that was the rise of mercantilism, and we studied that. Edward McNall Burns, The History of Civilization, Carol Quigley, of the same title. Studied all that. Mercantilism, the county fairs, the marketplace, trumped over these feudal lords. Religion, especially a national religion, is a valuable aid to a strong government. So you got the Noahide laws laying out there in the background. Who of all people on the planet would suffer most if the Bible was taken out of circulation? Well, it's not the Puritans, Dorothy. It's not the Episcopalians either. It's the Jews. No longer would they be the people of the book and God's chosen people. They'd have no leg to stand on. But, continuing, Christianity he hated, theoretically, because it is the negation of the patriotic military virtues of Rome, making men weak and submissive to the strong men who disturb peace and order, practically because the papacy had prevented the union and a peace of Italy. And, of course, at the time Machiavelli was writing, he was looking as the Dark Ages were coming across Europe. As Christianity spread to the West, it was like dropping a box down on the head of the people. Everyone was putting off till that better day awaiting in the sky, Lord. You got the story. I say, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today, because if you do it today and like it, you might be able to do it again tomorrow. But that ethic went by and by when people started not living for today, but living for some specious time in the future. In the clouds, with the guy with the big beard. Military virtues of Rome, making men weak and submissive to the strong men who disturbed peace and order, practically because the papacy had prevented the union and the peace of Italy. Thus, on a thoroughly rational basis, he did all he could to teach the rulers to build up a strong, prosperous, unified state. This just gets better as it reads. Machiavelli lived in the turmoils of Italian diplomacy, where no elaborate theory was necessary to justify quote-unquote reasons of state. Both Bowdoin and Hobbes lived in the midst of wars of religious principles, and to build up a strong state they required a theory at least as respectable as the divine sanction appealed to by all parties. All parties. Parties and factions. Against the disintegrating and turbulent tendencies of religious factions, parties and factions. And our founders warned us not to allow parties and factions to creep in amongst us, and we did. They're called the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, the two established political party system, which we live under, which in French politics corresponded to the papal intrigues in Italy or the Wars of the Roses in England. Bowdoin supported power of the monarch. He was a leader in that party of politiques, who contended for the state against both Catholic and Protestant and triumphed in the establishment of the Bourbon dynasty under Henry IV in 1589. His work on the state in 1576 is at once the first scientific treatment of politics in modern times and a strong argument for the supremacy of the monarch. Bowdoin. It continues. Completely breaking with medieval notions, it clearly expounds the doctrine of the absolute sovereignty of the state. A state he defines as an aggregation of families and their common possessions, ruled by a sovereign power and by reason. By reason, it's the age of reason, the Enlightenment, setting aside the divine right of kings and the papacy. This sovereign power, which is absolutely essential if there is to be a state at all, is, quote, supreme power over citizens and subjects unrestrained by the laws. It is indivisible and inalienable, and its characteristics function is the making of all laws, which are commands generally binding on all subjects. Commands. As the source of all law, even of custom, since it rests with him to enforce it or not, the sovereign is free from all restraints. That's legibus solutus. It's dangerous, however. Remember, if you set aside the laws of nature and nature's God, and if all men are truly not endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then you become a subject to a government of man, where the sovereign command writes all the laws. You have no unalienable rights. You've got no footing to stand on whatsoever. Again, to divine law alone must he give obedience, but it is his to determine what this is. His only obligation is to God. So it's from the sovereign's ear to, or mouth to lip, God's ear, or vice versa. But unless we're in the pipeline, you know, Jorge Bush said he talked to God all the time. To him belongs, Michelle Bachman, to him belongs the right to declare war and peace, to appoint magistrates, to exercise jurisdiction on appeal, and to oppose taxes. Sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? Here in clear-cut fashion is the theory of what the Renaissance despots were actually doing, modifying and codifying the mass of custom, enforcing peace and order over church and barons alike. In the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And this Bowdoin here loves it to be so. The best form of government for exercising this sovereign power, Bowdoin insists, is a monarchy, in which the subjects are secure in their rights of person and property, while the monarch, respecting the laws of God and nature in all matters outside of these, receives willing obedience to the laws he himself establishes. That's like, legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law, provided that the people comply. Under just such a monarchy, the Bourbons built up a strong and prosperous state in the 17th century and brought it to ruin by their wars and by waste. Well, we almost got to Hobbes. Maybe we'll have to cover that on Monday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Have a great weekend. I'll be back then, and I wish you will too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Verki Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verki dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verki guy offers amazing specials for Verki Water Filtration Systems. The Verki Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verki Light System today, complete with two black Verki elements for only $231, and the Verki guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verki light, the Verki guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verki guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcast.